I passed in the 90s, so I was real pleased. I went out into the lobby, and they had a bunch of phones out there so you could call your folks. It was a nice arrangement. And I called home and told them I was I had passed and that I would quit school. Dad said, be sure and tell them, get it in writing that you've taken everything, the course, except the last 6 months or something of the clinic. So I did. I went.
So he wrote you a letter that said you
that
completed
said
your...
That I had completed everything, and whenever the diplomas were given out, I would get one. Interesting thing was, after going on into military, and I was flying missions in over Germany, I came back from one mission, and I don't have any recollection of which one it was or anything. It's not important. I was asked to come down to the headquarters. So I went down there, and some sergeant handed me a roll, and he said, this is a special thing. I don't know how they know all this. And it was my diploma. So I got my diploma after flying a mission.
So the doctor you had talked to must have said, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
You're good to go.
You're good to go. Forget the school. Well, as soon as I got home, Dad said, all right, now let's get the Missouri board together. And the guys, there were, I think, 20 of us that took the Missouri board, and he held a special board for us. We're all going into the military.
So you took your test at the Chicago Theater. A couple weeks later, you were in cadet school.
I got out of school and went home. And Mary was in nurse's training in Kansas City. So the letter I got said, we will call you at a later date. They didn't give us any idea of how long or anything. So I got home, saw the folks, and went up to Kansas City and got on the Zephyr. See, it was nice. Marshall was on that Zephyr. We could ride back and forth all the time on the train. So I went up and I got a little room at a boarding house behind the hospital in Kansas City where Mary was in nurse's training. And I went downtown and got a job with American Optical Company. And I got, as I remember, I was wealthy. I think I got 50 cents an hour, which was a whale of a good job in those days. Mary and I'd go out whenever she was free. We had a wonderful time then. Then the letter came, said, meet in Kansas City at the Union Station, a specific spot. So I went down there, and here were some of the guys that from Chicago that I had already seen. I don't imagine there were over maybe 50 out of that 2,000 guys that passed that test. There was just really a weeder. They just weeded them out. I was just fortunate to know the answers. Then the thing, we got on a train there and we went out to Utah. That's where it rained, it sleeted, it snowed, it turned real hot at Ogden, Utah. Boy, that was a wild place. And here we were in our dress clothes. They had not given us any uniforms or anything yet. We would tried to go out and tried to march and this kind of thing, and it was just it was really funny. At Utah, they issued clothes and this kind of thing, and then we were sent to schools again. I was sent to Lincoln, Nebraska.
So you were training there.
Well, they gave us math and English and the very basic. Of course, it wasn't anything to me, but there were a lot of these guys that had not had any college or anything, see. One of the fellas that I met later on in when we were flying grew up in Hell's Kitchen in New York, and how he got his information enough to pass those tests, I don't know. He was a real good pilot. He got killed.
Now, you never mentioned that you had basically finished optometry school, right? Because you didn't want to, you wanted to fly.
Right.
Can you talk about that a little? You, it seems like you've had a, you've wanted to fly since you were 16 or younger.
That's right. Well, now, when let's go back then. Let's go back when I was about 6 years old. I had to have my tonsils taken out. We went to Kansas City. My grandmother lived in an apartment house there. I had my tonsils out, and it was a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and I was sitting on the porch of an apartment house across the street from my grandmother, and here came a parade. Everybody was cheering and clapping and everything. On the back of this open-air car was Charles Lindbergh, and he looked over at me on the... I was sitting by myself because we were up on the railing, and there were some people standing over at the other side, but he looked directly at me, and he waved directly at me, and man, from then on, I was going to fly airplane. And that's how I got started with airplane. However, mother, when I was smaller, and we lived up on the hill in Odessa, that's when the old airliners used to come across from Kansas City to St. Louis. And she'd always, when they ever hear an engine, we'd all go out onto the sidewalk and wave. And mother and dad were quite interested in aviation. They signed the VinFizz. The VinFizz was the first airplane to fly across the United States. Cal Rogers was the first guy, and he crashed, I think, 200 times going across the United States in an old pusher plane, and it was called the VinFizz. And the VinFizz had was a type of drink like a soda pop now. It was called VinFizz, and the bottle was tied onto one of the struts of this old airplane. And the original airplane that it was tied to was completely gone, but the bottle had never been broken. It went clear across the United States. Then about 15 years ago, a young fella built a duplicate of the VinFizz as an ultralight, and he went on the same path that the original VinFizz went on. And that was the first flight across the United States. Mother and Dad went down to the railroad station and stood up on a boxcar, they said, so they could get a better view. And then they went over to the field where the guy landed, where Cal Rogers landed, and they were allowed to sign the wing, and they did. And they also signed the wing of the duplicate when he came through. But they did that here, that the guy landed right outside of Mexico here. And mother and dad came down and we signed. So they were interested in aviation. And I think they had continued to push me in that direction. My first model airplane, I build radio control models now, but I have played models all ever since Lindbergh Wave.
Because you didn't want to get enlisted or get drafted and just check eyes, right? That's what you're telling
right.
me. I
didn't tell the where you sign in, what is your occupation. I just merely put a zero in it.